With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is rants and raves with Gary.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Rants and Raves. This is another episode in which I am taking over for Gary K. And my guest today is Tony Green. Tony, how are you?
Doing great. How are you guys today?
Doing good. I haven't seen you since XUSC at DSC. You look a little different outside of your Santa outfit.
Well, you know, I heard Santa was there, but by the time I showed up, he was gone. So
that's actually true. I have never seen you guys in the same room, though, so I have a feeling. It's like Spider-Man. But we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk a little bit about something that Snap Install is doing. So first of all, tell me a little bit about what you do. Tell me a little bit about Snap Install. And you guys have a really great culture there. And part of what you do is you work really hard to give back to the community. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So Snap Install, we're a nationwide service provider. So what we do is we help support a lot of the industry and the companies and the vendors in this industry and really supporting them in the field from a labor standpoint. So we have 1,400 contractors throughout the U.S. and Canada that are handling all of these, whether you call them a basic install, a complex or unique custom install, or all the way down to service calls and preventive maintenance. So we're really the boots on the ground, and we manage all these projects through our project manager. Where they're constantly handling a lot of that communication, both with our technicians in the field, the customers in the field, as well as our clients that are requesting those services. So we really are, you know, as you look at our logo, the puzzle piece, we're kind of that final piece of the puzzle that everyone needs. And it's something that we truly enjoy supporting within this industry and ecosystem. So
that's awesome. So you guys are involved with something called the Polar Plunge. So for those unfamiliar, it's looking very polar out in your window behind you. But for those unfamiliar, tell me about that and how it supports Special Olympics Minnesota.
Absolutely. So about 6 or 7 years ago, Snap Install as a company, we decided we wanted to do more than just the work we were doing, right? Everyone works hard on a daily grind. It's a lot of things going on that we really wanted to support our employees internally and really wanted to give them opportunities to also give back to the community. So beyond the Polar Plunge, which I'll get into more details in a minute here, we've also done some fun things like Feed My Starving Children, where we go and pack food for children in third world countries and are allowed to really bring people in. This is all volunteer based, but just based on the culture our president and our leadership has built, it's really something that our employees want and ask more of. So with that, this last year, we also did some new things where we did a backpack drive. We actually were able to put together over 800 backpacks for kids going back to school in 2024, as well as around the Christmas time, like most, we're doing a toy and food drive. So we're able to really pull together, and it's all volunteer, like I said, but it's a great opportunity to get our employees' hands back in the community, right? And the Polar Plunge is our longest going fundraiser we've done. It's an amazing organization. It's ran by the Minnesota Police Department. It's for Special Olympics children for the Special Olympics. So special needs children participating in different type of delegates and different types of organizations and getting the chance to go and proudly, you know, support the U.S. team at the Special Olympics. So over the last 6 or 7 years, we've actually raised over $80,000. And this year alone, we are over the getting close to the $6,000 mark. With a goal of 10,000 this year. And awesome. You lovely ladies at Rave and Gary, you guys were able to donate to the cause as well. So we appreciate that. But we're always looking forward to more donations. And on behalf of all those donations, and usually we have about 80 or 90 folks from the SNAP team join us. Here in Minnesota, as you can see, it is 20 below zero today. Not warm. But what we do is we drive our vehicles out on the water. We cut a hole in the ice and we proceed to jump in the freezing temperatures. It can be dangerous, but they do have scuba teams out there. They have heating tents and warming tents. So it is a safe but very cold cause. But that's really what we do. So we are able to get our company together. We raise a lot of money for a great cause. And for that, we get to go and jump in freezing, freezing, freezing cold water. A few years ago, we had some employees that weren't from Minnesota come up. And I never, you know, being a Minnesotan myself, I never realized how much of a unique situation that is to walk on water. But it is something we do here, and they have hundreds of different opportunities to do this jump across the entire state. I believe Wisconsin does it as well. But if you have the opportunity to donate, you can check it out on our LinkedIn. You're able to donate to the company, individual people that you might work with at SNAP, but we're always looking for great donations, and we've had a great, great showing up of this industry and a lot of great folks that I've known for a long time donate to the cause. So we appreciate everyone's donations in advance.
That's awesome. How has being involved in this organization in particular and being involved in the Polar Plunge, how has that impacted employees and the broader community? Because, you know, it must be exciting other than the fact that, yes, you just raised money, but like getting to actually like do something in celebration, I feel like that adds like an overall sense of kind of togetherness and culture.
People look forward to this every year, just like a Christmas party, which we just had ours this last weekend. But we do make it a whole day. It's not just jump in the water and run out and leave. The Polar Plunge organization does a great job about making it fun. They do different giveaways and raffles and drawings. Sometimes at certain events, they'll have different bands going. They bring a lot of local breweries in and news organizations come in. It really is a production. They do a lot of great announcements. You know, some of the athletes and even people from Delta, they come in by the hundreds and they really put a show on. So awesome. We like to do the same for our employees, the ones that can show up and want to show up. Some like to still provide the donations, but don't want to quite take the plunge, and that's okay. We still promote that culture, get everyone out here. We kind of make it a snap day, right? We end up going and having breakfast or brunch at different locations. We hang out at the event, and then usually SNAP will have a small little sponsored event afterwards. So we do like to make it a day and really, really congratulate everyone for doing something good, right? We want to make sure that they're also rewarded for all the hard work they put into getting these donations. So
why do you think it's important for companies to give back? I do think that there is something to say about that being really important in the pro AV community in general.
Yeah, it really helps with the work hard and play harder, right? We all work very hard and tirelessly, and it's definitely a grind for a lot of us in this industry. And it's always good to take a step back and realize there's people that aren't as fortunate as us. And it really does give you a good sense of self that you can help others too, right? And that's something we really want to promote at this company. It's not just about get your job done and go home. It's let's create new opportunities to help others that aren't as fortunate. So yeah. I think it's a very important thing when it comes to culture and companies, and exactly. A lot of companies do it great. So,
yeah. How can people get involved? So if other people are interested in donating or other people want to get involved with the Polar Plunge locally, where can they find that information?
Yeah, we have it posted all over our LinkedIn, but it is thepolarplunge.mn.org is the website. You can go there and find SNAP Install under the February 1st jump. So we got a couple more weeks for fingers crossed for it to warm up, but I don't think it will. But it's a great opportunity to go on there. I'll be reposting it today as well on my LinkedIn, so I'll be sure to check it out. And as always, we appreciate everyone's donations and the caring that people have in this industry is amazing. So I want to give another shout out to everyone that's involved. So
that's awesome. And how can anyone who is watching or listening stay updated on SNAP Install's activities or get involved in any future initiatives that you guys have going on?
Yep, we do a great blog. Also through the DSF, we're doing a lot of spotlights and shout outs through that and my tenure on the executive council for the board of directors for DSF. And you can also check out our website. We have all the postings of the different opportunities we have, and not just case studies of the work, but case studies of the giving back. So you can check that out at snap-install.com.
Awesome. Well, Tony, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. Good luck. Also, jumping in that, I can't say that is something that I would do, but I have a hell of a lot of respect for it. So good luck.
I've been working on it my entire life. So it's something with you. It's definitely the thick skin that you grow by living in Minnesota.
For sure. Well, good luck. And yeah, I can't wait to see how much you guys raise.
Absolutely. Thank you, everyone.
Rave, rave, rave. With rants and raves.